January 15th, 2011, RLRD.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone here. And before we get started, I am going to exercise the privilege of the chair to make a statement, which I'd like to have read into the minutes and as well as a proposal. My statement is, since August, we have functioned without a chair. I personally was very optimistic that the rotation of chairs would be very productive. It hasn't been. The personal sniping and vitriol has reached a new low level. There is an unparalleled lack of professionalism and dysfunction on this board. We have been charged by our attorney with pursuing with due diligence the election of a chair. So once again, I ask for nominations for this position. I urge that the choice be one who has demonstrated ethical behavior, diligence, and professionalism. I will accept motions from the floor for the position of chair.
I would like to make a motion that Doug Crandall become chair.
I will second that motion.
Again, Doug, we've gone through this multiple times. You have been given the opportunity multiple times to be the chair of this board. I think you were the first choice. Are you willing to serve and accept the position of chair for this board?
Yes, I am.
All in favor? Go for it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 It's unanimous.
Opposed?
I would now like to turn the chairmanship over to Chairman Doug Crandall with gratitude.
Vice Chair.
Vice Chair.
I'm going to let Mr. Crandall handle that.
Okay.
I don't want to be involved in that.
Okay, the next order of business then would be to select a Vice Chair. Do I have a nomination?
I would like to nominate Dave Hirsch as an elected to be Vice Chair of this committee.
Is there any seconds? I would second that.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Dave, are you willing to serve as Vice Chair?
Yes, I would be.
Okay.
Yes. Aye.
Opposed.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. The ayes carry. Dave, you're the Vice Chair. I'm comfortable with Dave because I have communications with him by email and by telephone, and I need that if I'm going to have someone serve as a Vice Chair. Treasurer's report. Do you have?
May I ask for the agenda changes, please? I'd like to add to old business town ordinance for launching on district property. I'd like to add under old business to bring up discussion about the launch, Belkin Beach launch docks. Under old business also, I have a report of boat registration. That's it.
Bill,
yes.
Do you have a treasurer's report you can give us?
Yes. I called up Donna. The company that I work for has been sold, and I'm a little hesitant to do district work now with business machines that are owned by my new employer. So her husband has agreed to do the W-2s and the 1099s for me this year. I'm going to summarize all the information for Chet, and he has agreed to print them out for me. So I don't know if I need approval on that or...
Yes.
Okay.
I'll move.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
All right, we'll take care of that. And my job for the next few weeks is going to be to get the state report done. That's due the end of February. So when that is completed, the next meeting I'll present a financial report which will have the actual financial results for 2010 compared to our 2010 budget that would be presented to the board for them to approve. Other than that, I've got a list of disbursements I've made since the last meeting for your approval, and I suppose we just pass it around. And
yeah, you know, when you do that, can you just highlight, is anything unusual on this? I mean, we get these passed around, and it's like, we never really look at it. Can you just say, well, there was one thing that was a little bit out of the ordinary?
Okay. There really isn't anything.
Okay. So general disbursements?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'd recommend that the board pass on their thanks to Chet through Donna.
Yes.
Yes.
That's nice of him to do that.
So done.
In keeping with that,
is there two pages?
Bill had mentioned earlier in our finance committee meeting that he has his computer operating system is a Macintosh at home, and he has some conflicts with software that's available to him that would make life easier if he had a the MS-DOS operating system. We've in the past procured a laptop for our dam operators. I'd entertain a motion to procure a laptop for our treasurers.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
And let's hope it's running Windows. Not DOS.
All right, Windows.
We're just dating you.
So I'm old.
You got the Microsoft part right.
Yeah.
And this is for the treasurer.
The treasurer.
For the treasurer.
Yeah.
Whether it be.
And there's a, I've made up an agreement that you'd sign, limiting its use for our.
Yeah. But there's a bunch of files that I have on my computer at home, and I'll move them over. Yeah. I'll move everything over.
Yeah.
I have a quick question for the treasurer. The R&K Marina storage of the barge, is that 1 month's rent?
No, it's for the season.
For the season, okay.
For the season.
All right, thank you.
Okay, is that it, Bill?
That's it. I have no more.
Thank you.
Your check's in the mail, but I know you hear that all the time.
No worries.
We have the minutes from last month's meeting to approve. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I will abstain, having not reviewed them.
So I have, how many in favor here?
Yes.
Aye.
Two? Three?
Three.
Okay, because I'm abstaining too. I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I wasn't there, so I'm also abstaining. So there's, but there's, the motion does carry. Okay. Let's quickly sign this. Nope. More about that. All right, moving on. Committee reports. The Ad Hoc Rules Committee update. Attorney Miller.
Yes.
Yes.
Attorney Miller has updated his portion of the Ad Hoc Rules Committee. We're not going to discuss them at this meeting, but I have handouts of his updates that I printed out on my home computer. And I'll pass those out to the board members here. With the changes highlighted in red.
Let me get one to the chairman of the committee, please.
And to the chair of the ad hoc.
Thank you, dear.
You want?
Sure. Do you have one?
One?
Sure.
You can have one, too.
Good, thank you.
Jenny, do you want any more copies?
Any more?
Joe, you're on that committee, yeah. Do you want this to have?
No, this is enough.
Pardon?
This is enough.
Okay. So we have a rules committee meeting set up for later in the month. And what I'd like to do is have you, give you an opportunity to go through this and read it and provide input to that, to our rules committee when we meet later this month. Either join us in the meeting or provide it by email or whatever. Drop it off at the office.
Doug?
Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but were we going to set a date to go over these, the ad hoc changes?
Yes, you, I didn't unfortunately bring my calendar to tell you. Later this month, one of the Saturdays this month, we're having a rules committee meeting.
I can tell you.
And, the 29th of January. It's a Saturday, 9:30.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
9:30.
9:30?
Yeah.
And that's when we'll be going over this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Dock licensing committee?
Can I interrupt once more? When we made changes to the agenda about, we have a dam consultant that's in the room that I believe has a, report.
Do you have a report?
I got a few items.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you want to do it right now?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Just, I forwarded, that drawing I took last month to, Bidco about the replacement of the control valve on the, the lower gates. He didn't get back to me yet with a price. He's, like I said, they're not going to do it till spring anyway. So that's in the works. Probably by next month I should have a price, but that's going to cost us. The only thing he asked me, do we want them maybe to do, while they're down there, an inspection? Because he'd roll that into the price, which probably makes sense.
Well, just, sure we would.
We haven't really had a deep water inspection since they worked on those valves.
What will they inspect?
Well, just, look at the brickwork and...
All the way across the toe, the front end of it?
Well, that's
just
what he wanted.
Kind of swim along the...
Yeah, he wanted to know how much we wanted him to do.
I'd say while he's down there, do as much as he can.
I'll get back to him, this week and just tell him, we'd be interested. Because that'll affect the price, I'm sure, the longer they're down there. So.
Well, they got limits as to how much time they can spend down there anyway, right?
He feels they're probably going to have to do two dives anyway because they're probably going to have to go down and look at what's wrong with that sensor and then figure out what they're going to do.
To fix it.
Yeah. So it's probably going to entail two dives anyway.
Okay.
So I'll pursue that a little bit. The other thing, Donna, did we get any response back on the EAPs?
Yes, Doug and I went over them. We have a master book. And I received something from the Corps of Engineers the other day also.
Okay. Yeah, if any of those letters come back, if you can get them to me. I talked to Canisteri at DEC, and I told him we distributed this, but I haven't sent his copy to him yet because we were waiting for responses, and he said that was okay.
Okay.
So.
Any idea when we get those, that balance remitted to us? they're holding back.
Oh, you know, I didn't even, it kind of slipped my mind. I told them I was going to call them probably the next week or two anyway, so.
Okay.
I'll mark that down and ask them about that.
Do we owe him anything, or did they?
No. Well, we owe the EAP.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one or two things, or have they?
Well, we're still.
Backed off on that?
We're still, you know, we still got to do that survey behind the dam, and it's kind of waiting on that survey.
We're talking physical land surveyor survey?
Well, they want us to prepare a map with all the gradients down there. And I haven't had much luck, actually. I talked to Tucker.
Did you talk to Tucker?
He said he was going to send me a price, and I called him three times. I don't know if he's just not interested once I.
Well, he's not going to do it. I don't see, I think it's a company in Massachusetts.
Well, I told him I needed a quote, and he hasn't gotten anything back to me.
Okay.
It's really not, what he described that company does is not really what they're looking for, though. They're looking for a physical survey and a plot map back in there.
See, I thought they could do that without actually physically having to send somebody back there.
I think you're going to have to do it with GPS. I really do. I think you're going to have to have someone hike down in there with a staff. And
wonderful.
There's no surveys from way back?
Well, they want a current one in case we ever overtop. You would have a comparison, what's there now, to what happened.
Baseline to what happens in the future.
Exactly.
Okay. Have we put any advertising for that out in the Dodge Report?
Well, I think that we're going to have to do that, because the two Freeman who we've worked with before and Tucker don't seem to want to give us even a quote. So I'll write something up and we'll just bid it. See if we get some bids.
Yeah. Good. Anything else,
Paul? I think that's it right now.
Where do the operators stand on their equipment? They've been.
I haven't purchased anything yet because it's all got to go down to the dam, and I didn't want to be stored at my house or here or whatever. We can just, like I say, we can get that at Granger's within 3 to 4 days. So I was thinking we'll wait till the weather gets a little better where they can get it down where they need it. If that's all right with the
Doug, you had a committee. You had a dam committee report or meeting set for some time.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be here next weekend. I'm going to be out of town. That's the only problem.
I didn't bring my calendar, but I wanted to, because tied in with your not being here, you weren't going to be here for
the 29th
for the rules committee. One of them, so I was going to flip them.
Would you be here for
the 29th? I could be here, yeah.
Yeah, but I won't be here. We're going to the same place.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, forget that. We'll have to work out some date.
So there is no dam committee meeting set for next Saturday?
Okay. I mean, could we do it during a week?
I could.
You know,
I got no problem.
I mean, I can come down Wednesday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Or we could do it like an early Friday. What are you skiing Friday?
Weekends are tough with skiing now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Let me find out.
Scott's around, Tom's around, you know.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but I think Wednesday works. What's that? Wednesday. Is that day 15?
Next Wednesday is the 19th.
Yeah, it doesn't. I can't do it. We're working it. Okay. Back to the dock licensing committee. There are consent agenda items A through E that, if I understand correctly, the committee's been out and looked at these requests, and there's no problem with them. I know there's a couple where the letter F is going to stipulate that their respective dock committees need to be their information updated, but other than that, there weren't any problems. If there is, then we need to pull those out. If there aren't, then I'd entertain a motion to accept consent agenda items A through E.
I'll make that motion.
Do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consent agenda is approved. The next dock license committee agenda item is the Yankee trailer that's located on district property.
Now, which one is this?
This is the one that...
Is that the one that Bobby said if he had you, he would go down and take it out?
No. It's at the end of Tate Road and Ryan Road.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I don't know.
That one. Where they're originally asking for our approval for them to put in a septic system on district property. I had a conversation with Joe yesterday about this, and what I'm proposing for us to think about is that if we send Mr. Yankee a letter stating that we want the trailer removed from our property by the end of the 2011 boating season, October 15th. And that if it's not removed, that we would remove it at his expense and his licenses would be revoked. We did a research here at the with the assessor's office. There's no intervening property between where he actually owns the property that's further back up the hill and district property. They abut each other. So in fact, he is a front lot owner. If he moves the trailer back, puts it on his property, meets all the requirements, the septic system is the primary one we're concerned about, he would be a front lot owner and he could retain those docks that he has there.
Is the septic system on district property, even if he moves?
No. It would have to be, he'd have to put in a new septic system on the property that he actually owns.
If we send him a letter, as you've recommended, would we reference in there that since there's no intervening property, exactly what you just said?
Yes.
Okay, you would reference that in the letter. Okay.
But we are not sure that he is capable of doing that.
No.
That he's capable of putting in a septic system is what I was saying.
No, we don't know that. So once he meets our requirements to be a front lot owner, he would have access to those docks that are down
there. See, Dick, it's not just a matter of the septic system being on our property. The whole trailer.
No, I understand that. Now he can't have the septic system out there, and he has to move the trailer back on whatever the lay of that land is. There are some new regs out from the health department that he has to be like 200 feet back from the water to get the septic system in, and he's going to have to be away from his neighbor's wells. Mm-hmm. He could well be pinched where...
I guess he
could put in a holding tank if he had to. So I guess he would...
If he moved his trailer back on his property, could he realistically connect to that septic system that's down by the water?
No, that's all he needs. He'll have to put in a whole new septic system.
Brand new.
Well, the one he's got
is failing anyway. You know, what is it? It's on the tax rolls right now as a vacant
lot.
Back lot.
And assessed at $18,000 something.
And so, in all reality, let's see some personal investment like everyone else has.
For over 20 years.
Right.
Yeah.
30 years, because it's one of the first...
Do you need a motion?
It was Chamberlain. Yes, I do.
I make a motion that whatever's supposed to happen here.
In a letter. Simple fact of the matter is, had it not gone into disarray to the point where it needs all of this improvement, there wouldn't be an issue because it would have been okay. It's been policy that if things fall into disarray and have to be improved, it has to be based on policy at the time.
But it was never perpetual from like 20 years ago.
I don't think it implied perpetual.
No, I'm saying we reviewed some of the minutes also, and I mean we've gone
old
back.
Minutes, way
old
back.
Minutes.
Yeah, when it was Chamberlain property.
That it was
I think if you recall, I did bring that
there.
Up because
yeah.
I had read it.
Do I need to word this a certain way?
Just that, I suggest that initially the chair write the letter to them. You mean, how do you want to word it? A motion that...
I have to be careful on how I word this motion, and I will word it the way you tell me to if you think that there's a certain way for me to say this. Or you can word it for me.
I mean, I guess the best way to do it is that you make a motion that the chair direct a letter to the Yankees to move the trailer to their own property.
That it's the position of the board that they need to...
Move their trailer to their own property, get their approved septic by October 15th, 2011.
Okay. I think maybe if you reference the old paperwork that states it, what did the old paperwork say?
Well, let's get this motion out there, so
yeah.
I guess that's what the motion is.
And just to make sure that we give them the assurance that if they do this, then...
If they're in compliance with district policy, right. They won't be able to enjoy the front lot docks that they now have.
And taxation.
And also, just as sort of to add on to Dick's motion, I'd like the sent return receipt requested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certified.
Certified mail. Mm-hmm. So okay. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next one we go to is Annette Zembo and Purcell. Dax. I wasn't here for last month's meeting, so perhaps somebody could bring me up to date because I am confused.
I'm confused too.
I've had some correspondence with Amanda over an email, and she was curious on why she would have to hire an attorney and pay for an attorney to form a dock association. She feels, you know, I haven't spoke with her at all, you know, on the telephone, but I don't think that she feels that she should have to pay for a lawyer to form this association.
She doesn't have to. That's her decision.
Okay.
I don't have to hire a lawyer to write my will either, but I would hire a lawyer to make sure it was right.
I believe she's in the audience, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. You put yourself at risk. Knock yourself out.
No, I understand that. What is confusing to me, though, is in the deeds or the previous deeds, that the right-of-way in question, and according to some previous surveys for tax purposes, it's got me as owning that land and Emil as the right to the right-of-way. However, in previous deeds, it's not there. So I'm not sure where it's come from. And I believe it was Tom Thomas did a quick claim to put in that. But with the community dock aspect, and again, since I am a little confused with the whole thing, if I don't have to, because it's all my property there, then I'm not sure why I should need to, if that makes sense.
So, Dave?
I mean, I spoke to an attorney, Tony George, mm-hmm. and they said they don't usually get involved in the dock mm-hmm. situations. So...
The reason you didn't find that in previous deeds was because it wasn't in previous deeds. It was owned by the man who used to own Rick and Gale's.
Right.
Okay.
That whole lot was.
That whole lot.
Was the right of way.
Was the right of way.
It sold that part to you.
Okay.
To your house. They took the dock from what was Tom's. And during the last film, they transferred the dock to your house, taking it away from his lot, which was an illegal transfer. The commission wasn't even aware he'd done that until after he sold it.
Tom Thomas didn't quit claim deed anything, did he?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did he?
For the egress and degress. You got a 5 foot for egress.
Because the previous owner, Mr. Feldman, had slid it sideways, is what happened.
Slid his...
The dock
license or the dock...
the other house next door and moved the dock rights over to it.
Which Amanda owns now.
Never told anybody. Right. Right, sold.
sold the trailer, he sold the trailer as not having any dock rights. The understanding at that time was that they would have to rent a spot from you guys.
Okay.
If you had a place to rent.
It's never our knowledge.
Yeah, I was right there when he did.
When
Lenny sold the property to Tom Thomas.
Nobody.
I was right there, right?
Out of the loop.
I'm just saying.
I'm not surprised.
I'm saying, I was there, I was the witness, and that.
I'm not surprised.
Lenny said a lot of things.
Yeah, right, and simple fact is you can't convey what you don't own anyway.
Well, there's also another thing that all my deeds say that he bought the right to the right-of-way, which is a 20-foot right-of-way, and then you look at those, everything that's drawn out, and they got 21.7 feet.
If you let it go back,
and
Peter had a dock down there first.
That's the one where the amber was here last month, and his concern is where they put him.
Before any of it was sold off. That lot had a dock right when I was a kid. He was the first one down there.
Amanda, aren't you the only one paying taxes on that 20-foot?
According to survey.
Okay, all right. To me, that's the bottom line. Actually, not. If in her deed or in other people's deeds, she may own it, but they may have deeded right away. Right.
Well, they might have deeded access and easement, but that doesn't give them a dock.
No, it may be
deeded
right.
There are other people that aren't even in this room that have in their deeds
access.
Egress and ingress over that lot.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And I know for a fact.
And they don't have the dock space.
He didn't have the right to sell that lot if people are using it as an egress and...
And trust me, we went through it on property and through it.
You can't do that.
And maybe Amanda's recourse would be the town assessor as to why she is paying
taxes.
The taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right away,
if it's deeded to other people, you just can't
change that deed
because you want to sell
it. Is it deeded to other
you're
people?
A part of a...
At least one that I know of, but like I said, the ingress and egress or whatever it is written in the deed, but apparently the deed before that wasn't, and that's where your knowledge came in.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you look at Amel's deed from Tom Thomas to Amel, it refers to the intended or... He conveys the dock, but you can't convey what you don't own anyway.
Okay, so as a board...
So it was their intention to convey.
Dave, where are we on this as a board? If there's question about legally who owns it, I'm saying this thing gets right off our table until a lawyer figures it out.
Yeah. See, we have...
Joe went down there with us, and... I believe the majority of the commissioners were there, and at that time we agreed that Amanda would get the good slip and that Mr. Amel would tie off next to that. And Joe said that we had every right to do that at that time. Do you recall that, Joe?
Yeah, this is the one where the one person wants like an extra 8 feet to let their grandchildren swim in the water,
yeah,
and then
right,
ship
right,
like 10
it would
docks.
Shift everybody.
Now,
right.
Yeah, because on that, it's exclusive use to that land, but not necessarily the water. And the issue was if you could just limit the size of the boat on the one side, you wouldn't have to cause 10 people to ship their docks
right.
for this 6 or 7 feet of water. Yeah, and that's what we determined was that that I think it's perfectly within the district's right to say if you're going to use the slip, your boat size is going to be limited to this.
So is that the position of the committee?
That was the position of the committee and the meeting with Joe at that time at that visit.
Okay, so is that changed? Is that changed at all?
Yeah, because we rescinded the letter.
We rescinded it. It was rescinded. And now, about 2 or 3 months ago, I met with the other neighbor. I can't think of his name now offhand. The one is next to his dock.
The one with the double decker.
And he put a mark on his dock where he would cut off. You know, he would.
He's in the room too, Dave.
No, Amel isn't here.
Purcell. He was talking. Rick Purcell put the mark on his dock, didn't you, Rick?
Yes, I did.
Mr. Purcell.
He's here in the audience.
Two posts, I believe it was. and then there would be room for the two boats, and both, all parties would be...
So is that where we currently are?
Well, wait a minute. Did you agree to that?
I agreed to go to 3 foot. I did not agree. Whoever that big guy was with you that day, he kind of got under my skin. I don't know who he was, but one of your guys came down, and then all of a sudden your angles came in and all this and that, and it was like I had to take 3 quarters of my deck down or something, and I said, no, absolutely no way am I going to do that.
Especially since yours is tied into the next one to the next one. That's crazy.
So where are we at? Can you get to the bottom?
After the fact.
Well, whoever that big guy was, remember, said that he wanted me to take all the, like, 3 quarters of my dock down and put it on an angle and this and that. And I looked at right at you, Dave, and I said that day, if this is going to happen, then that means you're going to have to do everybody on that side.
At an angle.
At an angle. I just think it's totally absurd. This whole thing is just blown way out.
Okay, let's bring this one to a head.
Yeah, really. I didn't do that.
What's the real problem?
There, what we decided on in the November 19th meeting made perfect sense. And it ties in with what our attorney was telling us that day when we stood there and we looked at the situation. And he was telling us then that this lake isn't perfectly square or rectangular, that it has contours, and that this policy we have says, yeah, you have exclusive use to the water's edge. Bing, it stops there. Now we have, this board can decide from the water's edge where these docks are going to go. And they may infringe on somebody else's right-of-way that's to the water's edge. So be it. It doesn't make any sense when you compare benefit to burden for somebody to have an extra 2 or 3 feet for some kids to play in versus having whatever number of people have to move their docks. That makes no sense. So
request for a...
I want a motion to go back to the original November 19th decision and stand by it.
And that is the letter that you have in your possession right now.
They have to do nothing.
Exactly.
They have to do nothing. I get the metal dock, and then, again, the problem lies in neither of the three of us and the guy
exactly.
to the left.
Yes. So that's, I'm looking for that motion.
I would make that motion. Now, just a little bit of discussion here. Where does the dock association come into play?
Because Amanda would own the dock and is having Emil Zimbo use the dock. He's a back lotter. He doesn't own the dock, so he's got to have some sort of...
Well, that's between
that's
himself
right.
yeah, between
yeah,
that's
Amanda. Right. Yeah. That's
okay,
right.
I'm just asking where this becomes an issue,
right.
So it is not an issue.
Right.
No.
Okay, so that's the discussion on that. It's a seconded motion on the floor.
Mm-hmm. You second? Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Well, we just ask
Thanks
that you guys know
there,
that if you see Emil's renters or whoever's out there starting to annoy Plevons, that's
right.
not going to be tolerated either.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Now, been there a long
the
time.
Next one that's on the agenda, we're not going to address today. The reason we're not going to address it today is Joe needs to review the settlement agreement that was reached to see if in that settlement agreement it specifies in any way that the Clearinger dock be moved to its present location.
Okay, I make a motion that we table this until our attorney investigates.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I abstain.
Okay.
Motion carries.
This is,
it says Trail 95, but isn't it 5?
No, that's
no,
what was on
right?
the bylaws.
You
oh,
know,
it
there, it's, would you guys go with that your lot number 95 in that subdivision or Regis? Yeah, you guys.
I have no idea.
How'd you come up with your
come up with this 95.
The lot 95
that
dock association?
That were
oh, is
the
it?
Files.
Okay,
yes.
Well then that's what it is. It's on the bylaws.
Yeah.
I've never...
That's what's in their file.
I know that I thought it was either by your lot number, by your Rat Pack number when you bought the property. It's probably...
You know, I overlooked it. I really didn't get down to that detail, but you all know where it is. So.
Okay, we've got a new and updated drawing.
This is where the dock was on the other guy's property, and we said if all five of you are going to go, the five of you go together.
Yeah. The only thing in addition to...
This is way different, right?
Yes.
We've never seen anything like this.
Nope, this is brand new.
What I would look for a motion is to accept this drawing, and that our letter accepting that this most recent rendition of what the dock will look like, that our letter will include in it that the Community Dock Association agreement be amended to restrict the size of the boats in the two slips that are on the Hart side, that's to the left.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because...
To what?
To no more than, I think, 5 feet is what they're showing.
In girth?
Yes. Width.
It's usually length.
Can I add to this there? That walkway that's going out, I put under 5 feet away from the property line. That can be adjusted determining on the factor of Joe Miller's decision on those Hart docks. You know what I'm saying? The Hart walkway, if that remains, we can move this walkway that's proposed there to get out to our boats north or south.
Is any of this existing right now?
No.
The
tannels.
Yes,
this is existing here.
Well, yes, but it's over farther to the north, which would be to your right. There is a walkway there. There is.
Are you going to utilize that current walkway, or are you going to demolish everything that's there?
It depends on the decision with this grandfather letter that was presented about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Joe Miller was going to review it with some of his other lawyer friends or whatever.
Where do Mr. Sherman and Mr. Harkinrider stand on this whole thing?
They are not agreed with the way that walkway is right now. They want it over 8 feet so they can get a larger boat. So I would not put any restrictions on boats at this time. The width of your boat. They should not be penalized in this situation.
Let me ask you that. Why is it off so far to the side?
Because we're going to cock Len Hanels so he can get in there because of the position of Salzman's lift. Which is
Salzman's being the next one over here?
To the north, to your right, yes. So we're going to cock him a little bit so he gets a better shot to get his boat in it. I mean, that's basically what it's going to be, but that walkway to get out to John and myself's pontoon boat can go either way, depending on the decision of the Hart situation.
Doug, are we better off just saying that we note a concern about infringement to the south line and leave it out of boat width and just say that they're not allowed to infringe on the land?
See, it's really no different than what we've just addressed right here.
Right,
the difference is that the alleged grandfather dock, I mean, part of it was that the boats have never changed or never going to change, but now we're hearing a direct contradiction to that if they do this new dock, they don't want to be limited in the size of their boats because now we want bigger boats. So there's a contradiction there, but with respect to the physical location of the dock when it's on the land...
I don't know that it's fair to call it a contradiction. I think it would be more fair to say that here's these people, Harkinrider or Sherman, for 30-some years, have stayed within the guidelines that they've had. Now, if there's going to be major changes, it's...
Then they want a bigger boat.
Then allow for it, but that's kind of like...
What you're saying is that this is...
I like Dick's
and
motion.
And I can't speak for them, but from what I've heard from Dave Harkinrider, he just believes that if everything on the right-of-way is divided equally, then that would give them 8 feet of space.
That's right. If he's got to make the change, then he should get with the equal. Because they have for 30 years just stayed where they were with their small boats. Well, but I'm talking after the district. Yes, those...
56 years they've been
there. They've been there 56 years. I'm talking the policy in effect.
If I understand correctly, what you're suggesting is that this be moved over this way.
It could be moved anywhere within that 20-foot area.
So... If you want to do that, then we need another drawing.
Well, okay, but we always go back to the same thing. It depends on what's going to happen with the Hart
dock. With that dock.
You received a grandfather letter. Every one of you has got a letter 3 months ago, I think it was.
That's why I like Dick's
It was
motion.
Taken, Joe was going to take it and review it to see if it stands.
What's your motion?
that rather than by boat size is that they don't infringe on the neighboring rights. That's all.
And just
really,
leave it at that.
Just the neighboring's rights.
Don't put in signs. Just say they don't infringe. And just leave it at that.
Yeah, we could do that. We could accept this drawing and stipulate in the letter that they must
submit.
If this changes, whatever the change, they have to resubmit and be within their 20-foot right of way.
See, it just seems like there's so much lost space on side.
But there's evidently a reason they can get in.
The Salzman on this side is an issue.
I realize that. Who's a lakefronter and has
It's real close over here with this dock.
Well, that's why I'm just wondering if maybe we couldn't move the two smaller ones to the Salzman side and bring this over.
As long as we stay within our 20-foot footprint, I think we
could
do
it. You know, we're all right with that?
All right, but nothing about boat sizes.
No.
I think you're making a good point. Right now, the issue is that the physical dock was outside the right-of-way bounds. Whereas here, if they get the dock within the right-of-way bounds, this is exactly the same thing as the previous one. If a boat floats over a couple of feet, that's not in his exclusive use because it's only to the water's edge.
Okay.
But that, I like the way
it leaves it up to us.
It
covers us,
on
his rights. If he wants to come and ask us what his rights are, we can decide that.
Yeah. Do we have a second for Dick's?
I do.
All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Now opposed? Motion carries.
Do you believe it?
No, I want to get back to this grandfather letter here before.
When can I get
a response? Joe, what did you...
We've talked about it, and we haven't found the grandfather terminology in anything else.
Okay.
And we discussed, I know we discussed it, but we didn't... We wanted to see if we could get this to work out before
We'll give him a letter.
Okay.
Give who a letter about what?
Your association, a response to that letter.
To this letter here?
Yeah.
And what's that going to be?
Well, we're in a...
What do you want a deadline for it?
No, he's just saying, what's going to happen?
What do you think's going to happen?
Long as their access comes down the right of way, if it's over a little bit
No.
It's not on their property. I mean, it's in the water.
Yeah, that's what we just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
so
I just said.
They are all right.
But the way it currently exists is the actual physical dock is over on the land of the neighboring property, whereas this diagram purports to show that none of the physical dock itself will be crossing the bounds of the right-of-way.
The current physical dock is not over on the land of
it
is on district property. Happens to be in front of the land owned by Mr. Hart, but it is not on Mr. Hart's property. We have got to get
that
terminology
that
straight.
Has to come up.
It's on our property.
But it's in the area that is part of the dedicated use of that adjoining front lot.
Who determined that? Where is that? How much frontage Mr. Hart got to use determined? Where is that determined?
Just to tell you that what's going to
go. If we're going by the town assessor's office, take it up with the town assessor. We have the property.
That red dock is to be moved.
Well, in the meantime, we can go out and
get this room. The Harvard is out.
Well, you don't have to if they want to go there.
All right.
Are we moving on?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. Before we move on, did you just say to them that we will be sending a letter to the Harkin Writers and Sherman saying that that their dock has to be removed?
To build this dock,
yes.
Yes.
Build this dock.
To build this dock.
To build this dock.
Okay, just to build this dock.
Yeah, to build this dock.
If for some reason this dock we are not making them pull that out just on the principle of pulling it out.
No,
because
no.
We're giving them
Wait, hold on. Let's hear that one again.
Yeah.
That's what you said. Now, the red docks, you're saying... Mr. Crandall just said the red docks are
going to
be pulled out.
No, I
got
a red
dock. To be allowed to put this dock in.
Last month, all docks have to be within the 20-foot right-of-way. And that red dock, Harkin Writers dock, is not within that 20-foot right-of-way. So that's what
We've already made a motion. We already passed that last month.
It's a separate issue. It's not involved in these two things together.
That's why we asked for this plan to put everybody on the right-of-way that they've already bought. So...
Yeah, so there's no... I don't see why there's an issue.
I don't either.
Because Hargit Ryder and Sherman are going to have an issue.
Oh, so you're saying that...
He's telling you...
Okay.
The next thing that's going to happen is they're going to take issue to it.
So we still only have 3 out of the 5 assenting to this plan.
That's right.
Although we passed a motion that everybody has to be within the 20 foot.
I believe that this is the right direction. Bring it on.
Yeah.
If that's the way they want to go, then...
Yeah.
And quite frankly, if we need to challenge what grandfathered is, that's how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That might not be a bad thing.
Right, exactly. Let the courts decide.
Okay, so we're fine. They may not be, but this board's fine.
Yeah.
So where do we go with this then, though?
You're going to get a letter that's going to initiate somebody's action, or they're going to go along with it.
Yeah.
All right.
So
the 5 people are going to be within the 20 feet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
The deal.
If
the red docks have to go.
They'll have to go.
All right,
you're going to say they have to go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know. And that's going to be, like you say, that's going to be...
Pursuant to the decision of this board, it also implies...
To approve this one, the red ones have to go.
So you're saying the decision of the commissioners in 1989 is being overturned?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Basically.
I don't know
that would be the terminology either. We're not overturning that decision. There are changes that are attempting to be made. We are trying to conform to the current policies during this change. Okay? I don't...
It's beneficial to everybody.
Yeah.
It's beneficial to everybody because it guarantees now the Hargit Ryder and Sherman dock on the right-of-way that they own. I can understand their questioning about wanting to have the same width as everyone else. Why should they have the restriction?
Correct. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
To approve this 5-slip dock, that other dock has to go out.
It's your decision. That's not ours.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be the board. Now, that is not overriding that old decision.
It sure is.
No, it's
You're
not.
You're calling for a removal. Here's a letter that says...
The removal only hinges on putting this in.
Okay,
if nothing changed, nothing changed.
We need
changed.
To move on.
Yeah.
We do.
We've nursed that one.
Well, why would they present this if they didn't know the duck? I mean, it's this inherently...
They understand that duck's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Old business.
Just because I think this should be up in committee, so let's do it first. Can we go to that launch committee doc?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Deal?
Yeah.
So,
I would like to...
Well, there's a couple of things. In the past, the launch committee has looked at the issue of...
Breakwall?
The breakwall.
Yes.
And the danger that breakwall is the way it is. It needs to be fixed, backfilled, or supposedly what the DEC would want us to do is to put softer kind of erosion proof
number one
things there.
If we, regardless of what we do, number one thing would be to pull out that loose stuff that's there. Have our employees pull it out.
Right.
By the way, this topic's the second one on the whole business.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I missed it. Okay.
Let's
so you want to do Ott first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
We sent a letter to Mr. Ott telling him that he had to remove his travel trailer from district property. And we gave him a deadline. He got back to us with told us that he offers voluntarily to remove the trailer by April 30th by phone call. I'd entertain a motion that we send a letter to him confirming that we accept his proposal, and that if the travel trailer isn't removed by April 30th, that we will then remove it at his expense.
I'll make that motion.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Just for point of order, so I guess if we're doing committee reports here, that we do all committees. So that the launch committee, which this really is up here, and the legal committee is up here.
In the future. But we didn't have a launch committee until today.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. It's always been.
Did we? I guess we did. Well, okay.
Okay, so the status.
I usually don't put them in unless there's a report or the chair says he wants to talk.
It should actually, usually, is there a report from it? No, I pass. Is there a report? No.
Yeah, I would like to see at least the committee, active committees.
If I'm doing the agenda, I need to know if there's anything that's going to be reported because I try to figure out how much time.
Which is a good idea. But
I don't want to wait till the meeting to find out there's no report. I need to know. Okay?
That makes sense.
Or maybe the committee members should let you know in advance that they need time. Let's make that. Keep it on there, and let me just say, no, but I did hire a couple people. It doesn't take any time. If I know I have to spend time, I will advise you that the committee is going to.
At least, if nothing else, how much time are you going to
need? Right. I'm going to need 20 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So anyhow. So this launch break wall thing is an old issue.
Yeah. Now the launch, we all know that the new pad was put down all of that.
Right.
There's no issue there now, is there?
No, it's no, they've never seen it since, but that's okay. It's there.
I keep saying I want to get out and look at it.
You guys saw it, didn't you? You took it down.
Did you look at it? Look good?
A lot of snow on it.
Oh, okay, so it's snow on it when you saw it, too.
So the real issue here is the break wall, because we do have money in the budget to do that. And did we, here's where my mind is fuzzy. Do we have any?
No.
Wait a minute.
Do we have any bids out?
We have the estimate from Creative Landscaping, Joshua Thornton, from when he looked at it 2 years ago and started on this, with a rough estimate on the cost of those
limestone rocks,
the softer, they're not going to move. That break wall is just dangerous the way it's said. It should be immediately removed. Immediately.
It really needs to be addressed.
It does.
It's not cheap, and I think what the committee initially thought that we would do something with the front and then worry about the side at another time.
Okay. Getting the stone or getting whatever we get delivered is one thing, okay? We could actually, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, but we could actually use our dam employees, because it all fell under the same category, Tom Thomas, Bob Pomeroy, to get that work done, to pull out that break wall. And then we can start addressing the erosion. We're not stopping any of the erosion on Balcom Beach with any of that loose break wall right now.
No.
So there's no sense at even being there. It's more dangerous than anything. And then we could start working with the cost of getting that stone around the break wall. I'd like to make a motion that we request our employees to start immediate removal and have them do it on the hourly wage and with whatever equipment to immediately remove the damaged break wall at Balcom Beach.
Now, do we need DSC approval? Can they do it without going into the lake bed?
I think if they hand do it, I don't think that there's any problem.
I think Bobby will just get a scoop over there, and he'll just pick it up and move it.
From Balcom Beach side, just pick it up.
You have a second for that motion?
I will.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Well, and then we can take that out of the budget for the break wall just through wages, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to go forward and get, I'd like to see us get at least one more bid.
We'll get one more bid once we know what we got. Okay?
And he probably should rebid.
We should get a rebid.
And his bid was addressing the whole 600 foot.
Yeah.
Okay? I would also like to make a motion that we get whatever bids are necessary. The dock, the sheriff's dock.
That's going to be the next thing that comes down here. Is about the dock.
Next meeting or?
No, right now.
Oh, okay.
So
we'll address that. Okay.
So the committee is going to get proposals on how to control erosion on the launch. let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
It's our job.
Okay, all right, well, the committee will address the replacement of the break wall. Right now, let's remove it.
Who else is on that committee?
On the launch committee?
You and I.
Mary Jo and Dave, I think.
Dave, are you on that launch committee?
On the launch committee, yes, I'd like to be on it, I would like to serve on that.
Okay. Is anybody else with this open?
Oh, Mike Holmes had been out there a couple of times looking at the alternatives, so we did get together a few alternatives.
All right. And then the next issue is moving the sheriff's dock over to the west side, is that what that is? To me?
Well, the Willow Bay side, is that what you're talking, my side, that's Willow Bay, to move the sheriff's dock and lift to the...
And they need, something needs to be built or floated there, correct?
Yes, we need, if the break wall that's defective is moved, then what we would need is a walkway to their dock. They need a walkway to get to their launch, to their lift.
Can we go back on this? How much are we removing of that break wall? Everything?
No, there's probably...
I was thinking it was the front...
There's the front part around, and then in that area where the sheriff's boat would go.
Yeah.
There's a where the town drainage from Belcom Beach is eroding.
So we're going to do that also?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess what I'm not sure is how much we have to do to get that dock over there. Does that have to be built?
No, they have a lift. Yes, we need a dock. We need a whole new walkway, whether it be a floating long walkway, whether it be
and
one of those.
And that's our expense?
Well, whose expense would it be? Allegheny County? We're going to request them to build the dock?
That's what I was wondering, but...
They have the lift for their boat. We don't have to build the dock. If we put it on the northeast side of the old walkway at the launch.
Is that not where it is now?
No, it's over in Doug Crandall's.
It's still over there?
Yes, it's never been moved. It's never been moved.
Well, where did they want it? Where does the sheriff's department want it?
Anywhere where it would be closer to Belcom Beach. They want it on Belcom Beach so that they've got the phone at the launch, the outhouse is there, their car would be present.
Certainly more convenient for their
deputies. Oh, yeah.
they drive through there by car anyway, and then they got to come through there. I mean, it makes more sense to have them there. They can do spontaneous craft inspections while they're there.
Is there an issue with putting their lift next to the existing one?
No.
It gets rid of that slip, though, for people who come in and...
That slip there is a slip where I will more often find people illegally parked overnight.
Yeah.
That particular slip.
So
and
do
they
we need to build anything? Why don't we?
No, we don't need to build anything. We just need
is
to
get it. Is it kicking off anybody?
No. In fact, Bruce and Kim Zunder would rather have it because they constantly...
Why don't you make a motion?
I did 2 years ago.
Here's the motion.
Or I requested. I wasn't a commissioner.
I'd like to hear a motion that, because we want to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make a motion that the Russian Lake Recreation District have Scott at R&K Marina move their lift over to the launch area adjacent to whatever
to the ramp.
To the ramp. Period.
I make that motion.
Get it done.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion carried. You know, you're tying up people coming in and out of, you know, you're trying
That's okay, Jim. They got the other side of the new one.
They have the other side.
On a busy day, they use both sides.
No.
Maybe it was.
You know,
who are we?
We should try it for this year, and next year...
No, we could...
Yeah, if there's a problem, we can address it.
At the minimum, this is what we'll do. I would still like to entertain putting in the new dock down around that back corner. I would rather...
Out of the way and everything else.
I would... it's much better for them, because then even if they were to get a jet ski like they one time had, they would have both sides.
Actually, or the that's a better place for the launch, actually.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a little more tucked away, that corner. It's a little more tucked. I mean, for years, that's where the sheriff was always parked, was in that. In that.
She's talking about launch. Okay. So that's, so does that cover this, that covers everything?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. For now. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm assuming I have the authorization to find people to work. I sort of have it lined up, so.
Yeah.
Okay, next item on the, what's that?
Guys, no, I would be more than happy to draw up plans for a dock, you know, for next season, that we can install it next winter, wherever the commission agrees to have it put.
Well, let's see what comes back from the bids.
30 feet wide, 20 feet long, yeah. That'll do the trick.
Yeah. Okay, the next item under all business.
6 posts. 30
feet wide, you said?
30 feet, 30 inches wide, 20 feet long. Did I say that? I may have. It doesn't really need, it just needs to be a walkway. That's all.
Next item on our old business is the legal committee. We did have, in the November 19th meeting, we went over that, the recommendations from the legal committee in some depth. It was requested to be back on the agenda for today's meeting. I'm looking for, I suggest to the board that we have a legal committee of the whole, that's the way we decided to do this, a meeting to address legal issues separately with our attorney present. Mm-hmm. Whatever date people want to work out.
Thanks.
Didn't we decide on February 19th, or did we not decide on that?
That would probably be a lot better, because he's going to be out of town next week, and yeah. I'll be out of town the following.
You'll be here on the 19th, February 19th? I thought that was right, a problem.
Right before our, maybe have our regular, or our, right before our regular meeting? Yeah. Or after, doesn't matter.
No, I'm available the 19th. We have discussed the 29th, I'm not going to be in town.
Okay.
Okay. So that, say 9 o'clock?
I have regional races, but I don't know about that.
9 o'clock on February 19th?
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll start the regular meeting at 10 rather than 9:30?
Yes, yes. That would be good. We'll post that for the, okay, that's good.
Okay.
That seems to work out.
And when are we doing it?
February 19th,
just
9
at
o'clock.
At the regular meeting?
At 9 o'clock, and then we'll have the regular meeting at 10.
Okay, so I will not be needed next Saturday, right?
No.
The next item on the agenda was Dick's, and it's one that we really have to address, and that's the slight bed erosion.
And it has two issues to it. The one is down by the Rush Creek, and the other one is just general lake erosion into the lake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, looking at our budget for this year, there's nothing in there for this project. But I would entertain a motion that we for sure do our homework for the rest of this fiscal period and incorporate it into our budget for the next year and have plans to do it, specific plans about what we're going to address, what it's going to cost. So we need to go forward and get bids.
The bids would be for what?
For removing silt and dredging.
Okay. Well, but this is where there's two issues. I believe the first issue is to go down to that Rush Creek area and reinforce that the job that we spent so much money doing, right. Or we're going to be spending that money again. So that's money well spent.
Okay.
And the idea is that they want to bring in large brickwork and build. I don't know. Maybe you weren't around for this. So
who's they?
The guys that did it. Not that they would ever do the work. The issue with that whole area down there. It was worth the house words, is that this is where Hutton Bay is, and however that creek comes in back here. And it comes through into the lake. And supposedly, if whoever engineered the bridge did it right, they would have come straight across this way so that the water went through. And in fact, what happens is this bridge comes in at an angle this way, and they have abutments here. Mm-hmm. And what happens is when this water comes through, it hits this, and it erodes out here instead of coming through straight. So what happened was it eroded so far out, it started getting into where all these docks were here. So the project was to create a channel down here that this incoming water would take. So that happened. But what the recommendation was is because this bridge is angled, it's going to keep happening, and they want us to put brickbrack up in here so that it hits it and comes back into the channel that was created. And at the time, I had asked that we get that proposal, that, and D&H did this, and they said, you need to do that, and I asked them, would you give us a price on so we can try to get a budget for that? So that's what we need to do first.
Right.
I mean, I think that's given because... how much did we spend on that channeling?
$16,000.
$16,000 plus an $800 fine.
Yeah.
But Dick, I'm very familiar with Hutton Bay. That one channel underneath the there's three channels
right,
underneath
right.
the bridge.
The one channel.
One channel is completely blocked.
Right. So. And that's not a problem, I don't believe. I think they would want that to sort of be that way.
And that was there was a really bad storm when that came down and
right.
It's been blocked since then.
Right.
And then on the other side, coming from Hutton Bay, that's also blocked.
Should that be opened up a little bit?
That needs to be opened up
yeah.
also.
But
because
there's a
we
sewage pipe, you know where the gate is?
Yeah.
On that far side, the town has a sewage pipe that comes in into Hutton Bay, too, which
has
okay. all that sediment in, too, so you might...
Yeah.
Want to check with the town?
Well, see, the issue is to control the erosion, not necessarily bringing in the sediment there, although...
Because there never was an erosion problem prior to the storm. I mean, because we've been down there since...
It always cleared itself from the creek, but now it can't
because all the
silt
is on both sides.
Do you think both sides need to be dug out?
Both sides have to be.
We actually thought you were going to go underneath the bridge and open it both, get that flow going through.
Well, maybe we need
to the side.
Well, so the proposal is to just sort of see what the water flow is there to prevent that from happening. And if they think opening up that third channel, what they're saying is that the bridge actually has abutments here and here and
up the middle.
I guess there must be three. There's three channels through. Oh. And this one's all blocked in, is what they're saying.
Yeah. And the water from Rush Creek mainly comes through the side closer to the beach. The main
right.
channel. But the furthest, the other side, the water doesn't
yeah.
come through there at all. Just a little bit of amount comes through there.
All
of this discussion is kind of what... A lot of the other lakes around Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, or Canandaigua, they have their watershed council, okay? Like you take Chautauqua, Canandaigua, I get confused. They sometimes have 8 municipalities, 3-4 different counties, okay? What about the soil erosion in that creek differs than the soil erosion in Canandaigua Creek? And why are not we not taking a bigger picture as to the erosion that we're taking into this lake from all over?
That's the second step. This particular is a water flow erosion.
We have the same problem.
It's cutting away at it.
Talk to Bobby Pomeroy and he'll tell you about, you know, where you got the Rushford campground way up at top and the creek runs down around through there. There's some serious bank erosion happening over in that area, too, before it's coming into the creek. And that place had been tagged as a place that they probably could use some riprap in that area, okay? Allegheny County has their Allegheny County Soil and Conservation District. We got the New York State DEC. We're taking in water from 61 square miles that has a lot of impact on what we got to deal with in the lake. We've got the trailers in the flood zones that needs to be addressed. We've got all of the, and hopefully the barge will help take care of that. We've got the big logs coming into the lake that affect. It's all a big picture as to what's coming into this lake, not just one there. And not to undermine the importance of that, but I think it's just as important around the other side of the lake, and let's get moving on a big picture.
Well, that's what the second part about it was the sediment that's coming out of the lake.
Yeah, that's good soil that's being...
That's the observation from my personal perspective, is that our bay is changing. It's filling up.
Our bay is completely filling up. I grew up on this, like, that we had an island out there that is completely on the one side filled in. We have a new island starting, a whole new island of sediment that is starting in that creek. And if you go back by Charlie's Arm, I mean, when we were kids, Danny and I, the water was chest high. We're lucky it's knee high now.
Yeah, it's the same thing in Willow Bay.
A storm.
The water is black. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's black.
I mean, there's just so much sediment coming into this lake. That,
and I think if you talk to Jim Pomeroy or see one of his programs, he'll tell you it's just natural for a lake to want to fill in. Yeah. So we really can't ignore it because it's happening quicker and quicker
now. That's right.
So how do we want to handle it? I mean, I just think there's an immediate need, it has been for several years, to get this into the budget. Otherwise, we spend another $16,000. I just think that's...
But is that riprap in our jurisdiction, or is it part of the county easement or right of way as to what they own, and should we be requesting from the county?
It's a lake bed, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, depending on where it is around those abutments, for the county to have put that bridge, they would have had to have some property acquisition there to own the property, correct?
Put the bridge
the county
over
the did clear that out after
they
that storm.
So that is county. That's county responsibility.
Should be after them to dig it out again.
Dig it out and they've got the equipment. This county comprehensive plan talks about cooperation. We're a municipality. Let's get some cooperation from the Public Works Department, from the Highway Department, from the Allegheny County Soil and Water Conservation, and let's get that addressed.
So are we passing this over to the liaison committee?
I would like a formal letter from the board. That's the only thing. I make a motion that we prepare the formal letter requesting help from the Allegheny County, or at least their
Department of Public Works and Soil and Water.
But that's your committee.
It is, but I need a formal...
That's fine. But we're going to... But
okay,
I think
well, that's
a
proposal. That's a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So we'll do that.
Okay.
Can I
just say one thing, Doug?
Go ahead, Dave.
At the time that we had when we had the permits from the DEC and the Army Corps of Engineers, I spoke with the county and let the bridge know that we could have... We wanted to clean out the three sections underneath there, but we had to stay, I believe it was 10 foot.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's right. I remember that.
We could not go by the bridge, and the county, at that time, they were not willing to do the bridge part. But that... is totally up to the county to take care of that.
Okay, yeah, that's right, because I do remember that 10-foot thing.
So we need to apply some pressure there
to get it done.
I'm wondering if this would be
Watershed Council?
Yeah, well, the lake bed erosion. Isn't that something that we could give to the environmental committee to run with this?
There you go.
And you're the chair.
I'm the chair of the Environmental Committee, and as the chair of the Environmental Committee, I have already bringing to the board what needs to be done. We need to create a watershed council. We need to address to the county and every department of the county and request that they live up to their responsibilities. So I am bringing it from the Environmental Committee to this board as a full to be passed off to the liaison to address it with the counties.
Okay. It's a good first step. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Great. The next item on the list is appointment of committee members, the procedures to do so. And I did some research on this. And there was a, a resolution, I think it was, but it was never adopted. It was a draft of, about a committee charter.
Yes.
I prepared
from,
that.
From an early, I think it was numbered, but it never passed.
That way it was never even addressed.
Yeah.
I presented it in August, probably, of September of 2009.
So I don't know why it wasn't, but reading through it, it's almost very similar to Robert's Rules of Order.
Right.
There's nothing unusual in it about it, and it gives us some direction. But the one thing I want, so I would suggest that we go back and take a look at that. I'll put it out for the before
okay.
the next meeting. Look it over again and see mm-hmm. if there's any changes you want to make, and maybe we can adopt that.
It would just have to be changed to the first resolution in 2011.
Yeah, and we have to give, as I recall, 2 weeks' notice if we're going to do something
mm-hmm.
like that.
According to our bylaws,
yeah.
if we want to change the bylaws, it has to be given in writing to the commissioners 2 weeks prior
to
acting on it, so that it does.
So we'll try to do that so that we can pass it at the February meeting.
Correct.
But it basically says that the chairs are appointed by the committee, or by the board,
mm-hmm.
not by the chairperson, but by the board, as are all the committee members. So if you become a chair of a board, you can go out and solicit committee members,
mm-hmm.
but they have to be approved by the full board.
Presented to the board
okay?
for approval.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's what Robert's Rules of Order recommends. Okay. That's it. We have a job description for the district secretary, who's been intricately involved in merging several different versions of it and with her own input. I've looked at it. I think it covers everything. The only one thing that wasn't in there, I mentioned it to Joe yesterday when we were talking, is it doesn't speak anywhere to confidentiality, and it should have something in there about confidentiality, particularly if you're taking minutes at the executive board, executive meetings. But
is Joe going to craft something that will address confidentiality? Do
we
want him to?
That.
We haven't talked about it. I think it can be
pretty simple, just basically that any legal issues where the commissioners will be bound by confidentiality, if the secretary is present, she shall be so bound too. So
I think we addressed that in our legal committee, didn't we? Because we wanted to make sure that if we had
you mentioned
people
that
out committee there.
Committee members, that they would
yeah.
sign us.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's confidentiality, and the other thing that we don't
financial
have this board is conflict of interest.
Financial disclosure or the conflict of interest.
Yes.
That was all part of the original
yeah.
from way back.
Yeah.
That was never addressed.
Yeah. And those are, I think, they're key things that we should have in place.
I agree.
Let's see.
What about this? What do you want us to do with the job description?
Well, we can do one of two things. We can table this until the next meeting. I'd rather just approve it with the caveat that this be added. We've already heard the Joe's
are
language.
The
reds is fine.
Your input? What are
that's
the
Joe's. So if someone would make a motion to accept the job description as written with the addition of the confidentiality
clause
that Joe has given us.
I will make that motion.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have a 2011 meeting calendar. It is not completed past, I think, September. We ran out of gas at the last meeting, evidently for October, November, and December, whether it be on a Friday night or it be on a Saturday. And it doesn't matter to me because they're both bad for me. So I knew that we met on Saturdays, often met on Saturdays and Fridays when I agreed to serve on this board. So whatever is best for everyone, I'll have no problem with. Or we can just wait and go
let's
through.
Let's wait a little bit.
I mean, it's not like it's right around the corner.
Let's
right?
wait until we see what's going on.
Okay.
All right.
Donna.
Yes.
I get a copy of that.
So,
okay.
So we're going to a motion to table.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion.
And I'll second.
Do we even have, is there anything that we're tabling?
No, not
we're
really.
Just not addressing.
It was just a discussion.
It was just discussion, so there's really no need for a motion.
Not really.
We have the calendar set. We're going to have to set it after. We've got the key dates that are set, the ones that are required by legislation.
Town ordinance.
Town ordinance.
For launching.
Is that what it's for, or for
yeah.
something?
Uh-huh. And I would, again, as liaison, I request a letter that will get... It's better
well,
to do it.
Well, I guess what we said before we went into this is let's make a motion requesting the town to do it.
Okay.
So
that's
I would make a motion that in the interest of the district, in the interest of, what's the word I'm looking here for?
It's like district protocol.
No, it's
compliance?
Enforcement. In compliance or
compliance,
enforcement.
I like that, yeah.
For of our district policy that the town pass ordinances supporting...
If they have not in the past, because...
Supporting that, if they have not in the past, which, trust me, Mary Jo went in and read it to say that they do not exist.
Yeah.
So the letter I'm going to write isn't going to say if one doesn't exist. We're going to take the position it doesn't.
It doesn't
okay.
exist.
Right. So that's a motion. It needs a second, and then the letter says that there was a motion.
Mm-hmm.
By motion of the board, we're requesting this, is what I'm hoping happens
okay.
out of this.
Okay. I will second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Now we need a motion for the letter.
For the letter.
And I will make
I'll
a
do
motion.
That if you want me to do that.
I don't care.
Right. Or you. Right.
Whatever.
I'll make the motion. We send a letter.
Nice.
Who seconded that?
The previous motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor. Aye.
Okay. Good.
Vote registration. Boy, do I have good news on this, sort of. The bad news maybe is nothing's really changed, but it's not an issue. I need a check. I need a check made out to the Cattaraugus County Clerk, Bill.
Okay.
Sort of blank because they cannot tell me what it's going to be. They can only give me an approximation of what it is. I go, you are kidding me. They can't even look up by hand and even, so I know nothing about whatever
sort
the registration is.
Trail registration.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Scott told
but,
me.
But here's the deal. The good news is it's probably going to be nothing. So it's a question of how many times I want to go.
Why? Because it would be a municipality?
Yes. This is like unbelievable. So I get in there and the lady that's helping me out, and I went in with the understanding was I knew I was going to walk away with it not happening, but I wanted to know everything that I needed to know to do this. There's probably some people that were visiting this. I got there at like 11:30 in the morning. The original lady that waited on me went on her lunch break. I was still working with a supervisor when she came back from early.
Oh
and so I'm taking a lunch hour of all these people standing behind me, and I'm thinking there's a thing going
too
on.
Bad
and they're all having these conversations about what municipalities are and who you are, and I'm sitting there going, no, we would be. So anyhow, the waiters came out, and they kept saying, well, I don't know if the PCS or not. This PCS kept, I don't even know, or PCD, whatever this is. So she calls Albany. And the Juanita in Albany, boy, great for her. She turned it around within the time that I was there and established that, in fact, we are a municipal agency. And what we are is we're like a fire department
right.
or
water
a state
district.
Thing.
Or we're special.
And because we are, it doesn't cost us anything to register things. But I believe there might be some processing fee to handle this, so maybe I'll just let you know whatever happens.
Why don't you come in and get the debit card from Donna?
Oh, okay.
Do they accept
well,
debit cards?
What name's on the credit card?
Rushford Lake Recreation District.
Yeah. Rushford Lake Recreation.
It doesn't have a name on it?
Bill Zabel. Yeah.
Well, then I have to be Bill Zabel. I already went through this with him. Even though I'm authorized, my name has to be on the credit card. And I'll work it out. Quite frankly, at this point, if it's only $15 or something like that,
Why is it Cattaraugus?
Because it's on Delavan.
Delavan.
What's that?
Because it's Delavan.
Delavan.
The office in Delavan.
Oh, no, why are we registering? You're talking about the workbook?
New York State. you make the check payable to the county clerk for Cattaraugus County. That's where the Department of Motor Vehicles is.
Whatever, they, you know, they run the DMV offices for the city.
Okay. So, the guy that we bought it from, turns out, and I assume that Billy's not here, he didn't do anything right. So, he gave the wrong paperwork because he is a registered dealer, he had to do dealer registration changes, and he didn't. It's like he did it, and what the supervisor really knew what was going on. She said, even if he did it on consignment, because he's a registered dealer, it has to go through him as a dealer transfer. And he signed it as if it was personal. So she has since sent the paperwork to him. He also didn't do another MVP 8021 that he needed to do. And he ended up calling, right after I was there, she called me back on my phone and said, by the way, I sent the stuff out to him. He didn't call me back. So all of that stuff is in the works. End of report, I believe.
This is for the boat. Are we registering the trailer?
Yes, it's for both. Yeah. For both. So I have everything that has to be done. Once he gives the right paperwork, he's mailing it directly to me, I believe. I
what do you
for
need
that.
From this board, anything?
No, just a report. I'm just, like, you know, I thought I need a check, but you know what? I'll just pay it because it'll probably be nothing.
description, a decent description of the boat and the hull and all that stuff, I don't think it's been provided to our insurance carrier yet.
Oh.
That's right.
Well, I can.
Can you just write up a description
I'll get that.
For me?
Yeah.
And I'll just call it in. You could email it to me, and I'll just call it in. Yeah, we should get that.
Did he ever have a boat registry?
We have coverage on
yes.
it. Yes.
He did. He has got a number on the boat.
Oh yeah. It's always been there.
Yeah, I'm just saying the trailer never wasn't.
The joke on this is we do not need it. We do not register it. It's like a freebie, but the numbers stay with the boat. And actually, part of the packet that I got actually has the stick-on numbers or something. I don't think they're on the boat even right now.
No,
they
aren't.
Okay. But someplace where those numbers were
it's
issued,
registered,
with the registration,
it's
we should have
on
all
the registration,
insurance
yeah. And I actually have them. And she told me it's up to you. You can put them on or not. But she said you really don't need them. I'd rather have them on there than no one questions why the boat's on the lake without registration numbers.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that. The description to
right.
provide.
I can get it. Yeah,
it should
yeah.
be right there.
And the only other weird part about it was, registering the trailer. The only thing they know is gross weight, and you pay by weight. So I should know how much the boat weighs, and I don't necessarily know what the boat weighs. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I'll just have somebody tell me.
I need the make, model.
I got it.
Homemade. Is it fiberglass?
Homemade aluminum.
Aluminum.
Okay. I need to know all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Was it 1,000, 135 horsepower motor on the back?
I don't know what he's about.
100.
100. Yeah, I need all that stuff just to give it to Lee Cobb.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for handling that for us, Dick.
It was actually pretty cool other than spending about an hour and a half in the DMV there.
All right, we're down to new business, and all I have are about four or five things, temporary office manager update. I'm relinquishing that position, by the way. Okay. So what we really need is a position description for a chairperson, because just officiating at meetings is a minor part of what a chair does if they're going to be effective in this position. So it's not like I'm not going to do what I've been doing. It's just I'll be doing it not as a temporary office manager, but as the chair, mm-hmm. Okay? Everybody knows that I've had the secretary keeping track via the sign-in log and a log for telephone about what kind of workload that we have from phone calls and from visitors to the office. And from October 18th, which is right after lowering the lake, to this past week, we average one visitor per week. One. and we average 9 phone calls per week. So the hours that we have scheduled right now, 15, are more than adequate, because I'm counting in those telephone calls, I'm counting anything that comes in where they leave a message as well. So
Last month we talked about it. Did anybody ever check with Rita? Does she get much walk-in up there? I thought that we were going to just see if there was any overflow that she was dealing with. I haven't heard her complain, no, so I can't say.
I haven't checked with her regularly, but the couple of times I've been up there and talked to her, she doesn't appear to. She doesn't say, "Oh, they're knocking your door down on Thursdays and you're not here," or whatever.
What's the email load?
Very light. Very light.
By the way, it looks very much better for this as district secretary.
Yes.
Thank you for taking care of that. Mm-hmm. It should have always been that.
What's that?
I would like to see us put a box maybe upstairs in the office where people could pick up request forms just in case that they did want them and they didn't have a computer and if our secretary's not there that day.
I tried to overcome that, Dave, by on our door here and upstairs have our website address and they can download those forms over the internet. We don't need to have them come in to get them.
They can call and request that they be mailed. I think we should just keep this here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doug,
yes.
One thing that I would like to see, if at all possible, and I know I just don't know where we're at with this, and we might not know until we get that inventory done through the grant, but I would like to see old minutes put up on our website, if at all possible.
Yeah, I'm working towards that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. The next thing I wanted to talk about, and you brought that up, Deb, is we met with James
Tamero,
who is the Region 8 whatever position he's called, for New York State Archives. He's out of Buffalo. He came here and visited us on Friday. And they have a grant application that's open right now for funding. And he, after looking at our situation here, he strongly encouraged us to apply for a grant for inventorying our records.
Yeah, didn't that come up like 2 years ago?
Yes, I see in the record
it did.
That Rhonda was named our RMO, Records Management Officer. Well, the grant period for this year is up February 1st at 5 o'clock. So here's this little window that we've got. He's very comfortable. He all but told us if we submit the right paperwork, it'll be approved. Couldn't say that, but it came, that close.
Right.
That we could get, he's figuring $7,000 to $9,000 to have somebody come in here and
archive it all.
Put things in order so we know what we've got, and we have to tell them how many cubic feet of this and that.
Yeah, I remember that was one of the states. You had to have a physical location, you had to have some equipment.
Mm-hmm. And then the following year, we could go in for a grant request to digitize our records, which is where I'm headed, so that we don't have this problem of things coming up missing. Because once they're digitized and we have several copies of that, we could set up a computer here and people could come in and access whatever. But we need two motions to be passed today. The first motion is to name our secretary, our records management officer.
I make that motion.
I'm in favor of both these motions, by the way.
Make Donna Weir our records management officer.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And then we need another motion that we adopt the Schedule MI-1 as our official records.
It's actually a resolution.
Oh, we have to make it a resolution?
We have to make a resolution.
All right, so we're going to sign this. Mm-hmm. Resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Rusher Lake District, Rusher, New York. January 15, 2011, the Records Retention and Disposition Schedule MI-1, issued pursuant to Article 57-A of the Arts and Cultural Affairs Law, and containing legal minimum retention periods for local government records is hereby adopted for use by all officers in legally disposing of valueless records listed therein. Further resolved that in accordance with Article 57-A, that A, only those records will be disposed of that are described in records retention and disposition schedule MI-1 after they have met the minimum retention periods described therein, and B, only those records will be disposed of that do not have sufficient administrative, fiscal, legal, or historical value to merit retention beyond established legal minimum periods.
I make that motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Just any opposed?
Question?
Yeah. Where did all these guidelines come from?
If you go to NewYorkStateArchives.com, you can find them. But,
I think the towns have done it, been involved in it for a while. They got money.
I just did. I did 12 pages of the Schedule M1. There are 122 pages altogether. I didn't want to print them.
For the whole thing?
For the whole thing. But most of it isn't relevant to us. These are because it talks about general disposition of general records. And
let me ask you, is this for archiving lake history, or is this for archiving just Rushford Lake Recreation District history?
District.
Just strictly district?
Government records.
From April, whatever, 1981, from the creation of the district.
Does it cover financial records in there that you printed out?
Yeah. Oh, that I printed out?
General name, because
it might be in the back, but I'm not sure. Okay, yeah.
We all should sign it.
Yes, we should. Okay. I'll sign it.
Just to keep it consistent. And I'll send Dave a copy electronically, and he can sign it.
What was the disposed of part on that? You read something about
records disposition. There are some records that are permanently retained, like what's in that file cabinet. And there are others that only by New York State law you need to retain for a certain period of time, and then they can be disposed of.
Do you know what that period of time is?
They all vary. If you go to, like I say, NewYorkStateArchives.com,
you can find,
because it's some are 2 years, some are 3 years, some are 9 years.
So any old records prior to the lake being formed will probably be junk.
Well, I would say some of it has historical value, and I think there is a concern.
That's where my concern is. If this is only addressing district, that goes 1981. What about 1927 through...
There's so much history back there. I was looking the other day.
That's my concern.
There are deeds that were purchased by Mohawk, whatever, the energy company.
But there was a company before,
the original deeds of people that owned the land under the lake.
Yeah.
You don't throw that stuff away.
Right. Well, that was my concern.
Yeah.
I know when I originally looked into archiving this, because actually it might have been Sue Jaros who got this ball rolling about 3-4 years ago. There is a lot of history just through the lake, and it should be preserved. And I had looked into it for the Landowners Association to do it. So what we may have to do is take this and maybe for next year work on either that, or we're having to do a foundation, a separate entity to cover that that period of time. But it should be addressed one way or another.
I hate to see it go there.
That is not going to
happen.
No.
Can the secretary sign for Dave in his absence?
She's going to send him...
I thought I'd send him an electronic.
He's going to fax us back a signed copy that we will...
I'll get a signature.
Fix to that. But they're not even asking to see this. They just want me to tell them it's done.
Right. This will just go on file.
If you look at all of the real resolutions, they were all signed like that. You know, they had... some of the major changes over the years, they would address it through doing something like that rather than just being a voice.
Just for the record, I have a little bit of a problem with our nicknames being used on formal documents.
That's why I signed my full name. I did not know what you people wanted on there, so that now I know in the future that won't be.
Yeah. Okay. The next item is back when we interviewed for secretary positions, most of us, the majority agreed that we would select a part-time secretary and a backup. And the backup person was going to be Lisa Ackerman. And Lisa accepted the position initially. I contacted her, or I attempted to contact her a couple of times by telephone, speaking to her teenage children. Once while she was in a Walmart with her daughter, and her daughter had the cell phone, and left a message that I wanted to speak with her. I never heard from her, so I sent her a letter saying if I didn't hear from her by, I think it was November 30th or whatever, we would take the position. She was no longer interested, and I never heard from her. So what I'm planning to do, and I just wanted to give this board a heads up, is I'm going to the number three person on the list who lives up in Fillmore, outstanding qualifications, and see if she's still interested. If she is, we'll make arrangements to give her some backup training in the hopefully unlikely event that our secretary stays healthy and well and loves her job. The last thing is, or not the last, at your December meeting, I had a handout with advertising for the lake manager position, the places where I thought we'd be most effective in securing people that would be interested. And then at the bottom of that was a timeline for hiring and selection. It's a timeline that's in general in nature. We're not locked into it, but it seems to flow, and it fits in with the budget that we have for this year for that position, so that we're not, if we bring the person on board sometime in May or the end of May, early part of June, we have the funds set aside for to do that.
Has that advertising happened yet?
No.
Are you also putting that on the website?
Yes. In fact, that handout is on the website.
The one that
you have from the last meeting.
So are you accepting position yet?
Not yet. Donna is making copies of her files for the Hutton Bay dock licensees that are listed in the Young's attorney's request for documents. I want you all to be aware that we've had, Joe might want to speak a little bit to this, but we've been served with a request for our files as they pertain to the dock owners in Hutton Bay. I think it's they gave us the names, right?
Yeah. I guess since all this stuff is pretty much out in the public as it is now, just a brief update on the litigation. There's with respect to the Gribbins action, there's a motion scheduled before Judge Brown on February 2nd to consolidate the My Residence East action with the Gribbins action and deal with all of it in one trial, because they have taken a position exactly opposite, and it's my position that it'll be quicker and cheaper to combine them all together.
Is on your motion?
On my motion, yes.
Have we seen a copy of that motion, or
everything?
Do we
I copied that? The office with yeah. Everything that I sent. Yeah, it's like an 80-page document by the time I added all the exhibits to it.
Is it here to be able to read?
I do have it.
Okay.
And then, and it's already been the Mr. Coon's attorney, as well as Mr. Sheldon Smith, attorney for the My Residencies. They have all joined me in the motion, and obviously, it looks like it's going to be a done deal. And then with respect to the Young's lawsuit, because they have named specific residents in their interrogatories and their discovery, there's going to Colin Ramsey is doing some background work, probably going to have to make sure that anyone who has now been specifically named is given notice that they were named in the lawsuit and given an opportunity to be heard.
Names over and above the original?
Yeah, the Youngs have now named specific people just that they want information on, and due to the being...
And is there copies of that in the office that we can take a look at?
I'm going to leave this here.
So...
And I do, have files for you.
Yeah, okay, yeah, this is, just was forwarded to me from Colin Ramsey. I'm not doing any work on this.
Okay.
This is just, this is Colin Ramsey forward. This just said that he needed the copies of these licenses.
Okay.
So.
And this is recent?
Yeah, yeah, probably, what, a week ago?
Yeah. I'll give you that to leave here.
So.
Make a copy, or you want to?
No, I'd like to have a copy of it.
I have it all electronically, too. I'd be happy to.
I don't want it electronically. I want a piece of paper in my hand. These people chose to name me individually and as a commissioner. I feel I have the right to have it in hand. What, 10 cents a page? This office can afford to make copies of any legal documents for me.
Well, I mean,
does that mean that the people who have the docs and that are part of, are going to be sued also? Is that what that means?
No, that's not what that means. It means that they will probably be given notice that they were named, and they'll be given the opportunity to intervene.
Okay, I'd like a copy of that and a copy of the actual 80 pages that you're filing.
Might not hurt. Might not be a bad idea.
Okay, that's all I've got.
Just with regard to that, is that Hutton Bay access issues, there was a trail made, so that's what's going to go on to be
well, I mean,
next
except
year?
Right now, you know, basically the status quo is the temporary order on consent that had that makeshift entrance created. And as of right now, there's no disrupting of the people's dock licenses. So, I mean, the temporary order on consent will remain until the until a final order comes down.
Okay. And then what about that trailer being down?
I mean, unless you guys want to treat that as completely separate and aside, you might as well treat it just like you have with the other trailers on district property and notify the owner that it's below the 1415 needs to be removed.
We did.
So.
It's moved.
It isn't there now, is it?
It's
moved up.
It's moved from here over to here.
But it's up above the 1450.
Did they think they figured that it's above the 1450? Is that what they're
yeah,
thinking?
Yeah.
If I may, there are some people from Hutton Bay here in the in the audience.
Right.
Last year before the season, or right around the beginning of the season, somehow it was opened up for you people to be able to access your docks.
Lockdown.
Right.
And a bank.
Lockdown.
Not with our vehicles.
Not with your vehicles, but to be able to walk down and access your dock. So that being given, it was almost agreed upon that you do have use of those docks.
Right, because that is not on, the access we have is not on Mr. Young's property.
Okay, it seemed though, driving through there, towards the later, like August and whatnot, that it was very limited use of those docks. How many people actually took advantage of use of their docks last summer?
Well, some people have. Actually, there was only probably, I'm going to say, probably around four or five of us. But a lot of people didn't put them in because of all the problems going on. He's
the threatened lawsuits and the threat from Mr. Young that we would be arrested and all of that. That was nonsense that was going on.
And then the trailer, you know, was set in the bay there, so it was like we're just being constantly watched, so people just said...
No, I'm all the way on the other side of the lake, so I don't get down there that often. But was that trailer actually being used for residents during the summer?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
On weekends, he was there living with... You know,
there was somebody
children,
there, I know some children.
We don't know even where he was dumping his...
Sewage.
It was a small trailer. I mean, what do you do with the sewage when you're there with four people?
Well, that's interesting.
And then when the trailer is now, supposedly, it was all district property. What I'm hearing is that Mr. Young quit claiming the piece of property which Chowchak gave off. If anybody were following up on a quit claim,
how legal that was, we don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the...
Yeah, I don't know how you can quit claim yourself property to yourself that you didn't even own to begin with. I mean, that's...
So.
Quitclaim is usually from the owner of record, just quitclaiming it to you, so it's questionable.
We have a judge that's going to decide that one.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not much else to update other than that this one's proceeding this direction and this one's proceeding the other direction.
But we now have some action because they're requesting. Yeah.
Well, we have already, Mr. Ramsey has already served all the discovery for us and they have already sent all of their documentation and answered those interrogatories.
And where is all of that for us to review?
I've received electronic copies of it, but I haven't even wasted time going through it because I see that in the hands of Colin Ramsey. Unless he asks me something specifically, I don't want to waste additional resources of the district pursuing that stuff. So to be honest, I just informed Doug that I had it. If anyone wants a copy of it, I'm happy to forward it to Donna for you guys to have it printed off and viewed. But
is the district still being challenged?
I would like to have a copy of that prepared for me, please.
Is the district still being challenged that those docks in Hutton Bay is against our policy, or at least some of them are, because their property is outside the district boundary?
That's another issue that's in the lawsuit.
Still all part of it?
Yeah, that's all still part of it.
They're being challenged whether they're in or out of the district. Doesn't matter. They're all being challenged. My understanding is all the docks are being challenged.
Mm-hmm. Well, I meant, are we being challenged? Because we're not following our guidelines.
No, I mean, that's one of the, probably one of the more minor issues of what was actually being demanded.
Once again, for the record, I find it humorous that I'm being named in DICA. I don't know if you've ever voted on that, but I don't think we've ever voted on any issue in Hutton Bay, yet here we are being sued.
5 years later, almost 5 years.
Yeah, being sued. I'm being personally sued.
Well, by the way,
this intentional infliction of emotional distress is going to kill me.
The one that you said, what is this for?
Yeah.
You should be a dock owner. Talk about emotional distress.
Well, you should be a volunteer serving on this board and knowing that just by these simple little actions of people before you, your whole life has been engrossed in this financial distress. It's upsetting.
Absolutely.
Mess with that.
It's on the record.
It's on the record.
It's on the record. And I did state on the record.
No.
I find it humorous that I'm being sued for something I never acted on, including Doug.
Me too.
Unless there's anything more we want to put on the record, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
Open forum.
Oh, the open forum, yes. Yeah, we can't do without that. Is there anyone like to...
Yes. Mr. Zimbo asked me, because they had to go to a wedding downstate today, he couldn't be here. Will all three parties on that dock be issued a dock license? They have not put licenses on those docks, is their question. And that's Zimbo and Purcell. The other two were...
They shouldn't.
Why shouldn't they?
No, they shouldn't.
They're all one.
That's a district.
It's, and if I'm understanding that she owns the property, she gets a permit. If she wants to rent out her permitted dock, that's her problem.
Or if she is legally bound to allow someone else's usage, she may be legally bound. We don't know.
It says right away, it is right to use in common with others in the deeds. So
to use the right of way or to use the dock?
The right of way.
Just to get down to the water.
You guys are only in charge of coming right away down, so he has the use of, to go to the 14th, legally by deed. So
I guess what his question is, he has a dock license, is he still going to have a dock license?
Got any comments on that one, Dave?
No.
Well, at the last meeting, Dave made the comment that the dock license...
I don't want to see anyone lose a dock there. And the way we have it, the way we decide it is that both people have access to that dock and have use of that dock.
No one's disagreeing with that. It's just how the licensing happens here.
Who gets the license?
I would think that dock has one number, and then we put an A on the other side and issue a license to the other person.
That's what we use for a community dock, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're not making this, this isn't a community dock.
No.
We've made that determination earlier that it's not a community dock, right? Amanda owns it.
Yes. Amanda does own it, but if Amanda doesn't want anywhere, it's up to Amanda if she wants to share that dock.
No, but I don't believe Amanda has that right because people have a deed to go there and she has to honor that deed. But it's...
To use the lake.
I don't have a problem.
We just license her.
I would like to see him all...
If you license her, it'll have to be because it's in Grand...
Are they separate docks or are they one dock?
It's all connected. They're all one big one connected.
They park on both sides of this, what they do.
They have licenses now. Well, she has their licenses to be revoked.
Not that I've heard.
So then...
Is there just one license on, is there one license with the dock?
No, there's three licenses on the dock now.
On that, well, when you're saying the dock, we're talking from Mr. Dugan all the way through.
There's four licenses if you're talking to Dugan.
But her Dugan, Purcell, that whole... But see, that whole, that was like, what, a 50-foot lot that was split up into three parcels or 60-foot lot?
It was lot 91, and the whole thing was a right-of-way at the time.
Right.
Dugan and
Archays
sold or bought parcels off of both ends of it, but it was still considered a right-of-way. They just wanted their own. And then one of them said, I don't want any parcels because they're not going to have the...
Yeah, but they have their own separate areas. So that's one of the only one that's on her area. Her little stretch there is her and Emil or Emma or whatever. Does he actually have a dock number? Dock B-142, but it's the same as...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that sounds like it's a legal challenge issue that's not ours to challenge.
No, because she's
a... So they made sure they were protected and what they could... That was on the deed to convey, whether they had the right to convey it or not. And that's what happens. Attorneys will put things on deeds. They intend for the conveyance, but I think if you look at that particular one for Amos, that's how it's implied.
They have it in their deeds that they have used to have an over that right, that aren't exercising that right.
Right.
Well, until, what was her name? Not,
Amanda.
Until she raises the issue, I don't see any reason to say to change the status quo.
No, but will Mr. Zimbo issue a license as well?
Is this a transfer?
No.
He has a license.
Well, then he'll just keep what he's got.
Yeah, but you've changed numbers.
Well,
you've changed numbers.
There's four old numbers. They didn't put them on because it was in question.
I do believe it was, I think this board at the last meeting took the position, although I didn't agree with it, that we were going to only issue new licenses to correspond with the numbers when requested by the owner.
Yeah. I think that's where
we did.
You happened to request yours, so we're issuing it. Everybody else?
Okay, so that's what I mean, because he wasn't able to be here. He asked us
to... Yeah, we'll send a letter to the district requesting it. Then we'll address it at that point. We don't have a document in front of us to address.
When we were putting the numbers on the dock, I was telling Dave and them to request about all the way up the line so to help them out. And they said they were going to skip those on purpose because it was undecided at the time. And I said, well, we've spaced enough, so they left space enough to put the numbers in.
So the docks are there, but they're not numbered or inventory.
They put new licenses out.
What was your other question?
It wasn't a question. It was just a recommendation. I've dealt with flows before, and when you have a bridge like that with two of them plugged, it increases the flow rate through that third, which, you know, any restriction on flow, it blows a lot harder, and I would put that in my county letter stating that if all three of those are cleaned out, it would slow down the flow rate and erosion.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any extra?
Just found out an engineer.
I should send one to Keith.
Okay.
Keith is involved in every meeting.
Yeah, I'll give you one right after the meeting.
Okay. Yeah. I'm requesting new dock licenses for the Hubbards and Sikorskis, so I just come into Donna.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else to say?
Oh, I'm glad, yes, I do. I'm very happy that we finally have a chairman.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
I thought you had something else to say about having committees meet.
I'm glad we're having committees meet. That's why I'm on a committee.
She'd expressed to me that she had a problem with committees meeting while no one's here, rather than that meeting in the summer.
That's right. Because I do think it's unfair. And I mean, I addressed this last March or April meeting, that the committee should be set up while there's residents here at the lake. And I mean, if, you know,
we have a lot of...
But we don't have a lot of people here to even know there's committee meetings, and or that you are establishing committees, so maybe that's something to put out on the website.
And we have a lot of retired, qualified retired people who are gone for the winter.
Good point.
Behind you.
Yes.
Joe has something.
Yes.
In regards to the action you're taking against the Yankees, I just want to request that in the letter that they be required to fill the hole of their current septic system that's on district property. Because that's a hole that has raw sewage in it now, and it just has a piece of plywood covering it up.
No, if, no, wait a minute, if that's true...
It's not only a safety issue, but it's also an odor issue. And I've got it not too far from there, and I smell it all the time.
If that's true, you need to do that to the county.
Yeah, file it with the county.
Call up the county Department of Health and put in an objection, and they will answer.
Well, it can be easily put in the letter by the board that that'd be part of the requirement when they move the trailer to fill the hole.
Yeah, but I think you ought to be having the county department down there right now.
Yeah, we're not talking, we're talking about that being until the end of the 11th.
That's something you ought to be taking down right now.
Exactly, yeah.
Did they use that complaint form that we have? On our website, there's a complaint form to...
And it's real easy to say who it is, where it is, and that you believe that there's sewage.
Raw sewage.
And they will take it seriously, they said that. They will be down there looking at it.
Yeah.
And they then would issue, they would be the ones that would fine or do something. It's really out of our hands. It's a county health department.
But really, it is in your hands, because it's your property, it's district property.
Well, we can, I think we can monitor that.
It would have more teeth if you do it with the county right away.
It actually already has been brought to the county's attention in the spring. So the county is aware of it. So I don't know if maybe you can CC them, your letter as well. I don't know how further, you know...
You gotta put it in writing.
Yeah, you do.
It wasn't written in writing.
But we will put it in our letter.
They get a complaint. They are...
It's just like with the town.
Any other?
Everything in writing with the town.
Now may I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
You can't, you're in Florida.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, that is right.
We are adjourned.
To be able to, if he wants to vote, you gotta put it on the notice that people can join him at his house.
Yeah, that's...
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I thought about it last night.
We do.
Yes, but it has to be, for that to be legitimate, it's gotta be open to anybody who wants to go.
Anybody who wants to go to his apartment, wherever he is, in Pendel.
Oh, yeah?
I could go to Florida.
A bunch of people I know down there.
And it should be identified as to who else is there with them. I mean, if that's gonna be on the...
Are you working Monday?
I know.
On Monday, yes. What do you know?
I wanna come down and read him.
What kind of... We get some stuff.